the rest of the story. Since his days as a Cub reporter for the Chicago Tribune, Melville Stone wanted a newspaper of his own. Well, now he had one, or at least the beginning of one. Christmas Day, 1875, he made the announcement publicly Chicago's new newspaper would begin daily publication January 1. It did. And that first day, 9,000 copies were sold, and that was rather exceptional for more than a century ago. Within a week, Mr. Stone actually had to refuse advertising. No room for more ads in his fledgling publication. I'll tell you why the paper was so successful so soon. Its price. Other newspapers were selling for 5 cents a copy. Melville Stone's newspaper was selling for a penny. And thus had publisher Stone outdone his competitors. He provided the same news for five times less. He had considered the idea of a penny paper for many years. He had conducted surveys. He had even published a test newspaper for several months called the Herald, penny-priced, and it was a success. So it was with great confidence that Mr. Stone embarked upon this revolutionary penny newspaper project. He had anticipated everything but one thing. A citywide shortage of pennies. Publisher Melville Stone had barged into a world of nickel newspapers with a newspaper that sold for a penny, initially enormously successful. But then, as Mr. Stone sought to increase the circulation of his publication, he found it impossible. Indeed, there were just so many pennies to go around in Chicago in those days, not enough for Stone to expand his newspaper beyond the beginning stage. So, the publisher set out to make pennies popular. He sought to make certain that everybody carried pennies with which to purchase his newspaper. Now, how would he manage that? Publisher Melville Stone was only 27 years old at the time, and yet that penny newspaper of his would continue to be published for more than 100 years. You may recall that Melville Stone also founded and was for many years general manager of the Associated Press, but this, I think you never knew. Melville Stone's original plan to popularize pennies, you see, folks rarely needed a denomination of currency smaller than a nickel back then because merchandise was evenly priced, 50 cents, 60 cents, a dollar, $2. It was Melville Stone who went around Chicago convincing merchants that 49 cents sounded much less expensive than 50 cents, that 99 cents sounded much less expensive than a dollar. Publisher Stone gave merchants the idea of bargain pricing at a penny less, and he even ordered barrels from the United States Mint for the merchants to make that penny change for their customers so everybody would have enough pennies. And, of course, that left every customer in every store in Chicago with at least one penny in his pocket. With at least one penny with which to purchase, conveniently, Melville Stone's penny newspaper. That's right. That's how odd-priced bargains began. Not to sell merchandise, but to sell the Chicago Daily News. And now you know the rest of the story.